Yeah, so Tacoma Kid, it's been great to be part of what's going on in Tacoma. We're able to work on the restoration of Union Station, and as a Husky, we've done all the work at the University of Washington. Sorry about the Cougars. That's just been a fantastic. It's been a proud moment for Tacoma Kid. It's also Husky to see all those buildings restored. My window, I'm in the Rust Building. We've been in business here for 40 years. We're known as Chalk Engineers a number of years ago. My office overlooks the Winthrop on the 11th floor of the Rust Building. And there hasn't been, over the last 3 years, I talked to Tom Asher probably a couple times a year. I said, there's got to be a better idea for Tacoma with that building. This just doesn't feel right. So it's just very exciting to see what's happening here. As engineers, we're always the reality bringers to our architects who dream great dreams. And again, we've seen some great dreams around. And I feel, as engineers, we can bring those dreams to reality. The previous development here actually addressed some siting issues, but it really wasn't going to extend the true life of the structure. They were dealing with some of the more serious seismic issues, but it really wasn't addressing making sure this building is going to last well into the future. So with this opportunity, and with some of the, going back to some of the uses here, we'll have that opportunity to really take this structure and move it so that it can have a long, longer life. The North Tower, as Brian mentioned, was designed to actually be built to the level of the top of the rest of the building. I think a great approach would be looking at extending that even taller. One of the challenges we have with this building and the realities of it, there are no existing drawings. So we're guessing a little bit here. Now for the building that's been built, we know it's served as the building for these many years, since the 20s. It's gone through earthquakes in 49, 65, and just a few years ago. But just because it's survived those earthquakes doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be performing great in the next one. So we have to look at those realities. They built buildings great. They understood gravity back then. But they didn't really know. Each earthquake, we learned more about how seismic loads are delivered to buildings and how buildings can resist those. So I think we have a great opportunity in that North Tower. Again, we don't know really how that North Tower was built below the roof level there. So if we're going to extend that tower, we have a lot of unknowns there. And to really take care of those unknowns, I'm proposing that we actually take out this interior structure of that building. We did that for several buildings at the University of Washington Tacoma campus. And that way, we don't have to work around existing columns, existing things that aren't necessarily positioned where a great either hotel rooms or condominiums would be for that tower. So we remove the unknowns in that area. And then when we do that, we also give the potential for making that north tower actually taller than the rest of the building. And that may work into the advantages of getting it performed, but it actually, we do have a budget we eventually have to figure out. And we really have to figure that out over the next month. So I think one of the opportunities is that provides an opportunity to create a revenue stream with maybe more condominiums, a little bit higher with fantastic views that would complement the rest of the building. And I know there's issues with landmarks. My partner's on the Landmarks Commission for a number of years, so I understand those issues also. But we have a great opportunity there, potentially, then also in that tower, in this direction, we could actually anchor the existing building to what we do in that new tower. Instead of trying to fight structure through to strengthen it in the existing building, we can put a lot of it in that tower and anchor the building to it. So there's a lot of advantages that potentially would be over there, and that's one of the things we're going to be looking at hard over these next couple weeks, is are there some creative solutions to leave that building alone as much as possible, just make it what it needs to be, and maybe create a lot of the solutions in that north tower. So those are the things we're looking at. We're going to be at the table trying to think of other innovative approaches.